From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
It seems that everybody loves the farmers markets that perennially blossom throughout the Bay Area. Everybody, that is, except me. It is not that I am against farmers markets per se, but the rise of produce connoisseurship has spawned an elitist class of fruitophiles and vegetites. These produce snobs turn up their noses in disdain at the produce challenged, like me, who still shop at the supermarket and are dumbfounded by conversations concerning kale and kohlrabi, papayas and prickly pears. I grew up in a time and a place where fruit came peeled and diced in a tin can full of syrup. Eating the fruit was optional, as long as one acknowledged the fruit while drinking the syrup. Vegetables came frozen in a plastic bag and were not regarded as food, but rather as components of an ice pack made by flattening out the bag of frozen legumes across the bruised body part. In 1981, President Ronald Reagan considered classifying ketchup as a vegetable. I was 8 years old, and ice cream, french fries, chicken nuggets, and Twinkies constituted the four basic food groups. Now, 25 years later, I am persecuted by fruitophiles and vegetites because I can identify only limited varieties of peas, beans, melons, and berries. Forgive me, vegetite, if I did not know that there are both a summer squash and a winter squash. Forgive me, fruitophile, if I need to be reminded that all fruits do not grow on trees, but may also grow on vines and bushes. The distinction between a kumquat and a palmetto may be obvious to those who frequent the farmer's market, but for those who regard fruit as garnish for martinis, the distinction is all too nuanced. And so I implore the produce snobs, do not condemn my fruit cocktails and my frozen bag of mixed vegetables. When even the former president of the United States once considered promoting ketchup from condiment to vegetable, is it so shameful that I, an ordinary citizen, believe that one bowl of Fruit Loop cereal counts as three servings of fruit on the food guide pyramid? With a perspective, this is Sunil Rao.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.